Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms chapter 125 and verse 1. It's a beautiful scripture. It says, those who trust in the Lord are as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. Other translation says, those who trust in the Lord cannot be shaken. Hallelujah. KJV says, as the mountains are all around Jerusalem, so is the Lord God Almighty all around His people. Amen. My dear brothers and sisters, people are naturally attracted to leaders who convey poise and self-assurance. They won't follow one who lacks self-confidence. An excellent illustration of this is an incident that took place in Russia during an attempted coup. Army tanks encircled the government building that led President Boris Yeltsin and his pro-democracy supporters. As the army moved into position, Yeltsin strode from the building, climbed up on a tank, stared the commander in the eye and thanked him for turning to the side of democracy. Later, the commander admitted that although he hadn't intended to go over to Yeltsin's side, the Russian leader appeared so confident that the soldiers decided to join him. My dear brothers and sisters, great achievers exhibit confidence regardless of circumstances. But true confidence does not come from having the approval of people around you. I just want to focus your attention on that, right? True confidence does not come from having the approval of people around you. The Bible says, the Lord will be your confidence, in the book of Proverbs chapter 3 verse 26. It is about knowing He has called you and equipped you to do the job, right? So Paul wrote, and I like what Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 4 to 5. We feel certain before God. It is God who makes us able to do all that we do, right? Even though others may not believe in you, knowing God believes in you enables you to believe in yourself. Hallelujah. And David wrote very beautifully in Psalms chapter 3, 2-3, many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. But you, Lord, are a shield around me, the one who lifts my head high. Hallelujah. So my dear brothers and sisters, a confident Christian can say to those who follow him or her, I have confidence in the God who called me. I have confidence in you. I believe that together we can accomplish what God wants done. Hallelujah. So my dear brothers and sisters, as the mountains are all around Jerusalem, so is the Lord God Almighty all around His people. He is your shield. He is your rampart. His glory goes before you. His glory shields you. At the rear end, you are covered from all sides. Trust Him and step on to do what the Lord has called you to do. Amen. And remain blessed. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have made. Lord, the 15th of February, we are honored to be called your sons and your daughters. Abba Father, we thank you because you are a good, good Father. O Lord, your word says that your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forevermore. Lord, your word says in James 3:16 that every good and every perfect gift comes forth from the Father of lights from heaven, in whom there is no variableness nor shadow of turning. Hallelujah. Abba Father, you never change. In your light, every darkness disappears. Lord, in your light, there are no shadows. And we want to say thank you for your brilliance of your light of salvation that you have granted unto us. Lord, we receive that gift of salvation and we walk in the light of the Lord, never to stumble again, but we confident in our spirit and our soul and our body that if God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. You will bless them, flourish them, prosper them, keep them from the enemy. And Lord, I pray your word has promised that you are the glory and the lifter of their head. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Lord, we know that sickness does not come from you, and therefore we take authority over every form of sickness, every demon of infirmity. I cast it out right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I send forth your healing virtue to flow in the body of Christ. Oh Father God, that none will struggle. All will be in robust health and strength, and Christ will be magnified. We vow to give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.